Hey, Joe, how's your fantasy football team doing after week four?
Well, it's no good, but the beauty is I start again on FanDuel.
That's the good news.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
With FanDuel, you got a new team every week, and you can play fantasy football for real money.
I know, and when you're a fan of Puck Off, and you put the code in Puck, P-U-C-K, they double your money up to $200.
See, I love that, man. All you got to do is go to FanDuel.com and click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner and use our code PUCK and sign up now.
I know. The funny thing is, or the sad thing is, I'm almost out of $200 money. Well, because I'm no good.
Well, me either. But, you know, FanDuel is the best way to go. They're the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money. With immediate cash payouts.
Well, you can't beat it because, you know, you're not stuck with the same team all year. Look at you. Your quarterbacks are always knocked
out.
They're
always getting knocked out.
Every week.
Doesn't matter.
Change them right on FanDuel.
Change the whole team if you want to. So it's really cool. But the new user special is ending soon, guys. You got to jump on it right now. And FanDuel will match your first deposit dollar up to $200. That's $200 free. The offer is only good for the first 50 people that use our code PUCK. And don't forget to use that code PUCK.
No, you got to, and it's at FANDUEL.com. You got to do it because, look, there's a guy in Ohio. Look at this guy, Matt Nichols. He's put in $25 and won $25,000.
In Nichols? No, that's the guy's name.
and who is that guy? If he can do it.
Matt can do it, anybody can do
it. You can do it.
Come on, Matt. All right, well, you know, it's FanDuel's the best. You got to check him out, and it's FanDuel.com, where every week's a new season, Joe. FANDUEL.com. Sign up today.
Right. Hey, look at Maria's right off. Boom, right off the hop again.
Gotta love it, man. I love her outfit.
Yeah, Maria's the best dressed one in here, as always.
What's it say on the back, though, of your shirt?
Bartek service.
See, I thought it was almost like if we
Bartnik service.
Bartnik service.
There you go.
I thought she did that on purpose for you, Joe.
I know. She does everything. She's the best.
I know.
I bought this in high school at a thrift store.
Oh, okay. So you weren't thinking that far ahead.
So like 2 years ago.
Okay. All right. Well, we were thinking.
She is young.
She looks great, though, with her new hair.
I know. It's purple.
It's purple. It's cool.
Or that, it's like an even different color purple. It's a different. What's the official
magenta
name? Oh, look at the big
brain.
Come
on, man. Come on, man. How about that? All right. Now, I understand, you know, you did your show up in San Francisco.
Yeah.
I heard it went great.
I want to thank Doc's Lab, everybody up there, especially Charlie and Jeff. They treated me like a king. And all the Puck Off fans that came out. Fabulous stuff.
That's so cool that they're coming out, man.
They're coming out, and they have kind words to say. They say they love the show because we not only know our stuff. I hate to pat ourselves on the back, but we make it funny.
Well, you know your stuff.
Well, we try to make it funny.
But you know what? I'm glad the fans are coming out, and I love the fact that we got fans.
Yeah, that's the best part. We come in here, do all this prep. We make Maria, you know, miss lunch.
Yeah.
And we want to have somebody listen.
It's not for nothing.
No, it's not for nothing.
Got some fans out there.
Speaking of fans, you have even more fans. You are now, we are proud to announce Frasier is now Thursday, Friday at the Mothership.
Well, I'm going to be on KLOS this week anyway. We'll see if it goes beyond that. But I'm on this Thursday and Friday and
as well
the
Sunday
show. And the Sunday show was cool. I had Tim Allen on the show. And then I also had Tom Likas. And Tom's the radio talk host who's been on for
years. Kind of a legend, kind of like you.
He's a legend, yeah.
But he's a little angrier than you.
He's very angry.
In fact, he is. You're not angry at all.
But he loves hockey.
Well, because he's the man guy. He's the man.
Yeah,
he's like the original man show.
He's a man guy. And he loves hockey, and he really knows it almost as well as you. And he wants to do the podcast.
Well, we'll have to have him on.
Yeah.
The list of people who want to do it is immense. The list of people who do it is...
Yeah, I know. We won't even say anything about our guest today who was supposed to be here.
I know. The great Ian Bagg was on, I guess, Comedy Central Radio, and he gave us a pop.
Did he really?
Yeah.
He's the best.
And then he, of course, said, he told Bert Kreischer, Bartnik's a horrible, horrible hockey player.
Well,
which he's right. But, you know, come on, Bag.
Hey, the fact that you get out there.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, I lace him up in the intense comedy league.
It's a tough league.
It's a tough league. And every league needs a fifth liner.
Every team needs a fifth liner.
Every team needs someone willing to come off the bench, throw a couple.
And that's you, bro.
And that's me.
You're ready to throw down.
I'm ready to throw down. At least I'm ready to throw down at the bar after the game.
Yeah, well, that's where it's the most fun anyway. Yeah,
exactly. That's, I call it the fourth period.
Hey, that's the name of a show.
It
the
is.
Fourth period. You could it's be, probably, it's if we didn't have puck off, that would be a good
one. That'd be a good one. That'll be a spin-off.
It's like the 19th hole in golf.
Yeah. That's like, isn't every golf course's bar called the
19th hole?
The 19th hole, yeah.
That's what they call it.
That's where my dad gets. That's where my dad shot the hole-in-one, I think.
The 19th?
Yeah, the 19th
hole. A lot of people get that.
He got his name in the paper. Got his name in the paper.
Well, you know.
Tons to talk about this
week.
Yeah,
we got a lot.
Besides the thank you, and we'll get this business out of the way. Yes, I'm getting, with the help of the whole crack staff here at Sideshow, we love them, I'm getting help on the fantasy team. So now I know that it's not a code. You have to email me or put your name or whatever on the Facebook Puck Off page that you want to be in a fantasy league. Then I have to send you the link.
Oh.
So send or post me the email, then I'll send you the link. I'm sorry it's that difficult, but.
Hey, that's
I don't know. That's just the way it is. Yeah. Now,
I'm just glad we're doing it.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. We'll be able to talk some crap the whole time, all year. So it's an all year league.
Yeah, wait till you see my team.
I'm ready for it.
But you know, here's the thing, man. Fantasy football. I'm playing that now. All my quarterbacks have been knocked out of the league.
So you're like the Grim Reaper. You're like the keyboard player in The Dead.
I am. Nobody wants
no
me.
No one wants to be on fantasy.
They don't want me to pick them. Every guy's been knocked out for the season. It's not good.
Well, then you're not allowed to pick any Penguins on your fantasy team. Or Kings, for that matter.
Okay. Can't pick your mistress team either?
No. People are already talking smack. There's a great fan of the show from Chicago sending all kinds of Chicago, tweeting me Chicago videos. Like how they're fired up to beat the Kings this year. He goes, send this to your mistress team. I'm like, it's September, people. It's September.
I like that guy.
Yeah, we're having fun.
But you know what? They are good, man. And they made themselves a little better, I think. Kings really stayed the same.
Well, yeah.
Pat Hand. Except losing Mitchell.
Yeah, but you know, you had to, you know, they're
but their kids are going to contribute more.
Yeah, they're first, though. They're first. Yeah, so Chicago had to catch up. And I like, you know, those are our two picks for the Western Conference. No, I mean, yeah, we have eight more months to. It's always going to come down to that anyway for Asia and the West.
Yeah,
unless all of our friends Captain Kangaroo and Barbecue Bruce and Todd McClellan, whatever he's. It's like there's six great teams but only two good coaches.
Yeah, I know, right?
You know, what so you the rest do? Are run by clowns.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I was talking to Likas when he was on the show, mm-hmm. and he was mentioning that, you know, he goes to every game, and he said, you know what, the Kings had a lot of bad games last year. And you and I talked about this.
I know. Well,
you go to a lot of games.
I went to a lot of them.
Where they look terrible. So there's a chance for anyone out there. I mean, look. Not anyone, but...
except for half the teams we're going to preview today.
Or most of the teams we're talking about today. Yeah. But what I'm saying
is... Your Atlantic Division preview show.
If you are a good team and you're having off to a bad start, let's say, you still have a shot.
Yeah, well, look at last year. I mean, we're doing the Metro next week, but, I mean, Philly and the Rangers absolutely blew it beginning of the year, and they still made the playoffs.
Yeah.
And the Rangers went to the finals.
Yeah. You can still do it.
You can. I mean, and the Kings had at least a bad 3 weeks. I mean, they didn't score a goal.
They couldn't score for.
I think they scored like six goals in like nine games.
And they got Gabrick.
And that was it.
Yeah. So it can happen.
And you know, that's I'm watching. I mean, apparently there's a good baseball game last night.
Oh man, that game.
Because I was watching preseason hockey.
I was too, dude. You'd be proud of me.
I am proud of you.
I was flipping back and forth, homie. Come on. You couldn't miss that baseball game. It was great.
I did because I can't flip because I had a TiVo of the Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I mean, you got to get a Sons.
Of course, I know.
Sam Crow.
Yeah, come on. Maria loves that show.
Maria loves Sam Zero. Yeah. Maria loves the Sam Crow. But you know, I can't. I'm doing it. You know, A, I love hockey, and B, I'm trying to get a beat. You know, a read for the preseason to do our predictions. To do our scouting, and it's impossible. This is you talk about preseason football being like it doesn't matter. Preseason hockey, like because the Islanders, I think they have a chance to get a little better, but They were getting, you know, kind of manhandled by the Bruins. Then the Bruins put in the guy that's going to be, I think, in Double A. The goaltender came in. The Islanders blew three shots right by him and won the game. And it was like, what? And before that, whoever the Islanders had in that, I mean, I like Marchand. He looked like Mario Lemieux. Or no, not even Lemieux came on the side. He looked like Jágr, actually, coming in the left wing, just... like power move. It's like, where did that come from? It's like the goaltending is very suspect. And then you get guys that just are mismatched. I would say, you know, like,
well, sure, you got the guys that they're testing out, and they can't hang with the big guys.
No, they can't. Or just guys like I saw in Tavares himself, a guy I, you know, Pat blatantly love on this show, just got danced around. It's like, well, he's not trying.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know? They phone it in, right?
Yeah, half the guys phone in, half the guys are overmatched.
Well, you know what? In a way, you could see it, because the thing is this. You don't want to get injured preseason.
No.
Especially if you're a star.
And a lot of people have been getting injured.
Yeah. You know, your star goes out. Because you know what? Hockey's a tough game, and you can get injured at any time. And so if you're in a preseason game, although I think sometimes if you coast, you take a chance of getting injured.
Oh, absolutely.
You got to pick your, have some balance there.
I mean, I know just from my absolutely limited experience that, like, when I'm just tired on the ice and I'm not in full concentration, that's when you get railroaded.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
So I can just imagine guys playing for money, obviously their careers. I mean, that's why you don't want to play against Matt Cook.
Oh, yeah.
I watch the Penguins in Minnesota. Minnesota's even boring in the preseason. Mike, yo, can you open it up a bit?
Come on, Mike.
Oh, my God. I mean, they always blame the old coach up there for being that way. But Mike Yo runs a boring team, too.
Yo. Oh, yo. Come on, get on, yo. Player. All right, so now how about Sartini? What's he doing? He's already been in five fights.
Yeah, he's been in five fights. You know,
and that was on the way to the game.
And the best is, you know, of course, you know, a West Coast goon, Oilers, and he's trying to make it with the Flyers, because what other team's going to take him in? And the best was he was chirping the Rangers, and one of the Rangers, I think it was Hagelin, because he says, it's going to be a long night for you, Rangers. And I think it was Hagelin said, enjoy the Miners, Sortini.
It's hilarious.
I loved it. Speaking of the Flyers, they are bringing back their Ice Girls.
The Ice Girls.
The Flyer Ice Girls are back, and no, Giroux will not be one of the Ice Girls.
Oh, listen, see? He has a skirt, though.
He's a great player.
I hate him. You just don't like
him. I hate him.
I know, but he is a good player.
He is a great player. Speaking of actual...
But the Ice Girls, I love the Ice Girls.
Yeah, they should be good in Philly. I wonder if Eleanor's going to try.
Eleanor could be an Ice Girl.
Yeah, she's going to at least be security for the Ice Girl.
Yeah. Yeah. She was in the WOW Women of Wrestling.
Yeah, the GLOW.
Well, no, WOW.
Oh, WOW. That's
WOW's
right.
Different
WOW
than GLOW.
Yeah, WOW is different than GLOW.
Yeah, but she was high flying. She won WOW Wrestler of the Year.
Yeah, she's the best. I can't wait to get her back in here.
Yeah.
She'll be personal friend
of the Hammer.
The personal friend of the Hammer. And the Dice Man. To the all-time alpha males.
That's how
tough she is.
That's how tough she is.
Friends with the Hammer and the Dice Man.
She could probably take them both out.
They'd probably take at least Dice. I don't know about the Hammer.
The Hammer can still go.
Yeah. The Hammer can still go. Yeah. But speaking of the greats. I heard that Mario Lemieux once. I didn't know what Lemieux thought, but apparently Lemieux, when Jágr does call it quits in 15 years. His number will be retired.
Good.
Thank God. As you know, I've used this platform for about a year now, and I've used many other platforms to beg that Jágr be always seen as the number two greatest Penguin of all time. And I'm glad that Mario feels the same way.
Well, that's he's a legendary status player.
Yeah, I mean, he's the bridge. He's Jágr.
Yeah. And when you first saw him come into the league, he was so outstanding that it was like scary. You'd go, yeah. Wow, that guy's the best guy in the ice.
Yeah.
He had that flash of brilliance.
He still kind of does it.
He's as old as me. He can still do it.
The other four names they want hanging in the rafters in 15 years, Gino has still not skated with the team.
Ooh.
And here's the sad story of all. They think he got injured at whether there's it's secretive. No one knows what happened. They think he got injured at the Penguins golf outing.
What? You know you're getting old to get injured at the golf outing.
He's rushing. He's even like, what's he even doing?
Getting run over by a cart?
Yeah, I mean, he's driving on the wrong side of the cart path. Yeah. What happened? Was he golfing? I mean, did the Russian guy,
he drowned in the water hazard?
I never knew the Russian guys, did Fedorov golf? I know he liked tennis chicks, but I didn't know he golf. I mean, what's he?
He had the hottest chick.
Come on, Gino. That's a lot. That's the big deal. The other big deal is in your account, the Joe. There's going to be a new Joe.
Well, yeah. You know what? I have mixed feelings on that because it's funny. Again, Likas, I bring him up because he was talking about the old Joe or the Joe that's been there as the Mecca.
Yeah.
You know, now that the original Montreal Forum's gone.
Right.
And Maple Leaf Gardens, well, the Mecca is the Joe.
It is, especially in America. It's the American, it's hockey town.
Yeah, it is. And so now they're tearing it down, building a new one. I don't know when they start in the new building, but it's kind of sad to see the old one go.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that old.
No, it's not because
I remember when it was new.
Well, like, I remember when the Olympia was there. They used to play in the Olympia. That's right. When Gordie Howe and everybody.
Right.
And I remember going to games at the Olympia. And then when they closed that, I was sad because that was legendary. And then they opened the Joe. It's not that old.
No. I mean, it was – I think it's like from the 80s, right?
Yeah. It's probably
– Early 80 maybe.
You know, 30 years maybe.
Yeah. I mean, I remember when the Joe was like totally fresh.
Yeah. And it's supposedly – like I said, it was the best place to see hockey of all the rinks.
He travels around
and plays. He's gone to every arena. And he said that was the best because it had the most knowledgeable fans. Yeah. Come on, Motor City.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Well, even the camera angles on TV are good there.
Yeah.
You can tell because like sometimes the fans stand up. They're like in the camera way at the Joe. You know what I mean? That's how good.
That's a sign.
That's how good the seats are.
Yeah.
They got the camera seats right there.
Well, the fans are knowledgeable. They know their hockey, you know, and that's cool.
And it says something that's always packed there, and literally, like, there's not that many. I mean, hockey's not cheap.
You know,
the economy's bad there, and they still fill that place.
And they still fill it up. You know, it's funny because our number one citizen in Michigan, because I'm from Detroit, is Tim Allen, you know, and Tim was on my show this week, too. With Likas, I mean,
you went to college with Tim.
Yeah, I went to Western Michigan with Tim, and used to watch the Bronco hockey. Bronco hockey, man.
There you go, a little plug.
I love them, man. But you know, but Tim is a big Red Wings fan.
Okay,
yeah, and he likes the Lions and Red Wings. And I said, well, do you like the Tigers? And he goes, not so much. He goes, I'm not a baseball guy. He loves hockey. So you know, the fans in Detroit, they are hockey fans. They love it.
Yeah, well, they've had they've had Original Six. They're big old city in Original Six, and they've other than that weird time like when I was a teenager, they've always been pretty good.
They've always been pretty good. Yeah.
You know, when you have Gordie Howe,
when you
can wheel Gordie Howe out,
Gordie Howe,
you're gonna people are gonna like hockey. You know,
he shot a rubber band at me. He did.
I know.
You know,
I know.
Those in the old shin guards, you used to hold them on with these big rubber bands, right? These real thick ones.
Yeah.
And he shot it. I was sitting on the bench, hit me right in the head, and I was about to go, "Hey, who did?" And then I goes, "Gordie Howe." I'm like, "Oh, okay."
And can you sign?
Thank you.
Can you sign this?
Yeah. Yeah. It was an honor.
That's great. Should we start? Should we start the Atlantic show?
Was there one other thing we wanted to do? Fantasy hockey. The haves and have-nots.
Oh yeah, I just from doing some previews and writing some previews for different websites. And of course, putting them up on the Puck Off page a little bit later. It just seems to. I don't know how you feel. It seems like hockey's becoming a little bit more like baseball in the sense you kind of get the feel that there really are some downtrodden teams. I know the Penguins. Yeah. I mean, I know the Pirates and Kansas City and Baltimore all kind of bounced back this year, but you know, I mean, I just look at Western Canada, and I look at Nashville. I look at Florida. It's like,
you look at Florida, Nashville, Winnipeg.
Edmonton, Calgary,
and Edmonton's on some downtimes.
Just this division we're previewing. I mean, I love Boston. I think they probably win the East this year. Montreal's Montreal. I'm picking Detroit third.
Okay.
Then you got Toronto, they can go either way. Tampa Bay, I don't see it this year for them. I think they're going to take a step back. Ottawa, they're done.
Done.
Florida, done.
Done.
Buffalo, Buffalo's looking up at Ottawa.
That's not good.
No, I mean, you know, it's like, I just feel like no one's ever going to say, hey, I want to go to Buffalo. No one's ever going to say, hey, I want to go to Ottawa. No one's going to say, hey, they might want to go to Florida to play golf. I mean, do the Jeremy Roenick tour.
Well,
went to every Sun Belt team he could, you know, they got tired of the golf course. Yeah, he changed cities.
He was a Sun Belt kid. Well, he got the best tee times.
Yeah.
You know, but the thing about it is that a lot of those cities are just hard to get people to. If, you know, back in the day you could get people to Edmonton because they were loaded with talent. So you knew if you went to Edmonton, you had a good shot.
There's a few less teams.
Well,
it wasn't as diluted.
True.
I think.
But you knew you had a shot at the cup if you went to Edmonton back in the day.
Right.
Now you go to Edmonton, you're just going to kind of a weird city in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. No, in Calgary, because Calgary was great back in the day.
I actually had fun when I went to Edmonton, though. I opened for Russ Peters up there.
Right.
And I actually had a ball.
The Gretzky of stand-up.
Canadian. Oh, he's amazing.
Yeah, the Gretzky of Canadian comedy.
I had so much fun out in Western Canada.
But you were only there for a week.
I know. I couldn't take it if it was wintertime. I was there in June.
Yeah. You were still cold.
Yeah. It was I was stuck in that mall. I couldn't find my way out of that mall.
That's like the old joke. When you're in Minnesota, come for golf season. It's the weekend of July 4th.
Yeah. Got one weekend.
Yeah.
Watch out for the mosquitoes.
I don't know. I'm just doing these previews. It makes me feel like, which I haven't done in my, I don't know. Usually I never felt like half the teams just really are like, what? They're not going to be good for 10 years. You know what I mean? Other things you think, oh, well, this team's down. You get one guy, this team needs a center. This guy gets, this team needs a goaltender. They'll be there. I'm looking at these teams like, what?
Well, here's the thing. Right, I know. Because they all need more than one guy.
Yeah, they need three lines.
Yeah, a lot.
three lines, two defensemen, and a goaltender.
I mean, some of them do.
I mean, they all remind me of the Penguins in 2004. And we just lucked out. We won the lottery basically twice.
Well, that's the thing. You can get a couple great players and turn it around. But I don't think these days that's harder.
I think that's the point I wanted to say, because now they're going to tweak the lottery system.
Yeah.
Where now it's like now it's going to be like, you know, it's not going to be the worst team. You know, it's going to be easier for it's going to be not so much like the worst team is almost guaranteed. You know, they do the balls because of the Patrick Ewing thing where people don't want to tank.
Right.
You just can't tank for Ovechkin or.
Right, right, right.
But now they're doing it, so it's, you know, it's not going to be as weighted. So now it's.
That's a shame, because how are those other teams going to get back? The teams that I can't figure out are teams like Nashville, because Nashville looked like they were going somewhere a couple years ago.
Yeah.
They started putting together a pretty nice team out there. Now what? They've regressed.
They have, you know, they got James Neal, so now they're going to be good in the dating scene, but not as well. And Trotz left, you know, they got impatient, and they, you know, not to blame Philadelphia again, but I will. Well, you know, when Suter, the captain who eats up ice in Minnesota, they had Suter and Shea Weber as the best defensive pairing. You know, I mean, the best defensive pairing since, you know, whatever, since the Canadians of the 70s. And they were both became free agents around, like, within the same year. And they saw Suter go to Minnesota. They couldn't pay Suter.
Yeah.
So then Philadelphia, one of those things where, like, then they have 10 days to match it or not match it. Philly just gave Nashville or gave Shea Weber a ridiculous contract. Uh-huh. But Nashville had to match it. They couldn't lose both their stud defensemen.
Yeah.
So now that, and then it's the cap.
That's your cap.
Yeah. And Nashville is one of those teams that doesn't, like the Penguins and the big boys, they go to the roof of the cap.
Sure.
Nashville just stays around the middle, if not fighting the bottom echelon. So one guy, you know, it's my Letang injury. It's my Letang thing. One guy can't take up half your or a third of your.
Well, there's some truth to that.
And that's basically what happened in Nashville. And they're in the Central, or what's now the hell is that called? The Midwest, the one we previewed last week, where, you know, there's good teams not going to make it. I mean,
yeah,
they're not better than Dallas, no. And Dallas might not make it.
Yeah, and Dallas is pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have the best coach.
Best coach in the league.
Well, you know what it is? I guess that just happens, but it's weird to see it happen when you've got a team that looks like they're on the rise. You just broke it down as to why.
But right, I mean, and they actually brought in some of the guys that Romola I'm going to mess up Russian guys' names, but they went and got a couple Russian guys to increase their scoring, and they were bad apples.
Really, yeah.
Like guys that would miss playoff games, like almost miss playoff games because they were like drunk and missed a team flight. And,
wow.
And then they had to bench them, and they blew a couple times when they were pretty good. They kind of made some weird, interesting personnel decisions.
Well, and then you get a team like Edmonton that used to be so great, legendary team. And I think this happens in a lot of sports. Everyone got old at once. You know, when all their good guys got old, and then they had to rebuild, and they've been rebuilding for 10 years. Not 10, but...
Yeah, 20.
Yeah.
Well, they had that one resurgent in, like, 2002. They went to the finals, you know, when The Rock was there. They went to at least the Western Conference
finals.
Yeah,
they had that one good...
One shining moment.
But I think once those teams start to dip, you know, it's hard. A lot of times people don't want to go there. They don't know which way they're going.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course they don't.
You know.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It's like the professor's wife.
Yeah.
She didn't want to go to Edmonton. Now we can't get her out of the mall.
Can't get her out of the mall.
Yeah. All right, do you want to break it down?
Let's break down the
Atlantic Conference.
The Atlantic Conference with the first one, number one, the team that should have won the East last year, should win the East probably every year right now. The big bad Boston Bruins, the Bees.
Yep.
Jack Edwards and the Brick, the most annoying broadcasting team on earth on Nesson.
Well,
that's Maria's hometown. Maria,
she's Beantown?
Yeah, she's Beantown. She knows that Jack Edwards and the Brick, right? Yeah, the Brick.
Yeah, she knows about the Brick.
I have friends who works there.
You did? Nesson, oh, yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, you know what? They are good again this year.
Yeah, I don't know if they're quite as good, but I think the rest of the league, not so much even their division, I think the rest of the league, the rest of the East has just sunk. So I think, it's a lower tide, but they're still one of the higher ships.
Well, let me ask a real general question. Yeah. Why has the West, you know, gone so far ahead of the East?
It's hard to explain.
Was that drafting? Was that the lottery?
A little bit of that. Because a couple of the big, I mean, like, you know, like Monahan went to Calgary and McKinnon went to Colorado. So those are two. And then I guess Hurdle went to San Jose. So they get a couple of those young, just the balance of the trades. A lot of good people went west. Look at Carter, Gabarick. You know, they went to the Kings. Who went to the
Richards?
Richards went to the Kings. Not to make it King Central, but you know, it will look at Brad Rich. Brad Richards just went to Chicago.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it goes in waves, but in general, there's just the five or six best. And then Lindy Ruff went to Dallas.
Yeah.
And then he took. I mean, look, if Boston still had Peverly, and my guy. Yeah, Sagan.
You're right.
Tyler
right,
Sagan. You know, right, he. Yeah. I mean, you know, that's still. You know, he'd be, if Sagan was still there, because I mean, they're as you'll
now,
see.
Now, why is that? Is that guys wanting to go to a warm weather city?
Well, no, he got Eric. I mean, they just wanted Sagan out of the way when we talked to the group.
No, but I mean, in general, is that what it is? People wanting to
sign his free agency, maybe. But those were just trades.
All right.
Those are just trades. I mean, that's kind of my. I mean, that's kind of my thing, you know. Louis Erickson, I was never the biggest fan of his in Dallas. Lindy shipped him out, and now they want him to play with Krejci and Lucic to replace Iginla. It's like he's not Jerome Iginla.
No one's going.
I mean, even if he has pretty much the same hands, I mean, Iggy is an institution.
Yeah, he is.
And the thing is, that's what makes it like the old Legion of Doom. That's what makes it the big line, because it's like, oh, even if you want a cheap shot, you know, even a cheap shot Luch, well, then Iggy's got his back.
Yep.
You want a cheap shot Iggy, then Luch. I mean, that's, you know, that's the Twin Towers. Like, that's, you know.
That's a great line.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't see Erickson filling in like that. I mean, I like their second line of Marchand and Bergeron. I mean, I don't even know who's better, Krejci or Bergeron. I mean, Bergeron's just like two-way great player, Ronnie Francis type, does everything great.
Yeah, he's good.
But Krejci just seems to throw daggers, like when it matters.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
You know, he just scores the big goal. I mean,
and that's key.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think they're a little bit, they're a little younger. You know, like, you know, Caron's got to play better, but Soderberg is good on the third line. Kelly's good. Smith is going to stay playing with Marchand and Bergeron. Smith is going to look good this year. On their second line,
that's a good line.
They're not going to miss Thornton. He got old. I mean, and he started taking stupid penalties to make him look like he was important.
It's an old trick.
Yeah. Hey, take a couple of bad penalties and people think you still got it.
Still got it.
That was Thornton's move. So, well, I think they're still right in there. I mean, there's a couple of things facing them. They're over the cap right now.
Oh.
Which means they have to get cap compliant.
Which means a couple guys got to go.
Yes, or one or two guys got to go. So they're saying it's either I'm saying it's going to be Adam McQuaid, big tough defenseman. I think they'll lose some toughness when he's gone. But I mean, they don't really need to be that much tougher than they are. Not too many people mess with the big bad Bruins. When you got Zdeno Chara back there, I don't know if you heard this. I heard this watching on Nesson. The Brick brought it. I think the Brick brought it up that Chara, he's 6'9", 255. He did 31 chin-ups at camp.
Wow.
First of all, he's 6'9". Maybe he just had to stand there, man.
Yeah, that's probably what it was. He didn't have to move.
He didn't have to move. He just
took his chin up over the bar. Yeah.
But can you believe 30 at two?
Well, he is a specimen. That guy is a freak.
Yeah, that guy, and he was messing with someone last. Who was he messing with? Some little guy. Felt bad for him on the Islanders. I was just like, oh, geez.
You know, back in the day, you never saw a defenseman that's that tall or that. I mean, he just has.
No, he's been good for a long time.
He's taken it off into a different stratosphere.
Yeah. But they're still number one in the East. Still, no, I think number one overall in the East, and they're still number one in the Atlantic.
Do they have? They still have plenty of muscle, right? That's still a pretty tough team.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you got Chara and Luch, and they got guys that'll throw. I mean, Campbell will throw. I mean, they're just missing dumb penalties, and they still got the Rat Marchand.
Yeah,
they still got the Rat. You can play ball.
You need a Rat.
And yeah, they get some of the young kids are tough, and they'll probably have, because I say they're going to keep Boychuk. It's either going to be Boychuk or McQuaid. I think they can lose five fighting majors extra with McQuaid gone. I think Boychuk's a better player, defenseman, better puck mover. Although I like Adam McQuaid, no knock against him.
And they got a great.
They just have to get compliant to the cap.
Yeah, and their goalie is great.
Oh, Tuukka Rask.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? You know who their third goalie is?
Who?
PK Subban's brother.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So all the everyone who's so racist in Boston.
Uh-oh.
When Tuukka Rask leaves as a free agent
that's
or whatever,
right.
I don't know his first name, but he's a highly ranked goaltender too.
Is he? He's good.
Yeah, he's real good. Yeah. He's young. He's already like third on the depth chart.
Wow.
So he might even play this year there.
Well, you know what? We'll see. Because you're right. That's going to be a different dynamic for that town.
He'll be playing against his brother.
Yeah, man. Good luck.
Yeah.
That brother to me is the best player.
Second best defenseman, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
It's hard to beat Doughty.
Can't beat Doughty.
Hard to beat Doughty. But I think Subban plays a little bit of a different game. I think Subban is, no, it's almost like if he, I don't know, Subban, because the first couple years I thought he was kind of like a cocky, kind of a rat kind of guy. And then Therrien really toned him down. He really, not toned him down, but he didn't take them stupid, and do those stupid things. Yeah. You know, when you're just skating by someone, like, you know, like, do you have to just kind of put the little stick there just to get the response, just to go to the 2 minutes? No, do you want to go to the box for 2 minutes? I just want to live to fight another day. You know what? When it's two aside, it's going to be four aside, and you're not going to play because you're on the bench anyway. Why waste all that energy and be immature? I just saw that from his game a lot. He just seemed to not do that because when he's like, you want him on 4-on-4 on the power play.
Yeah.
He's a one man gang.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is.
That's why I picked Montreal second.
Well, you know what? I could see that.
And they beat Boston last year in the playoffs.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, remember we said Boston, and one of the main reasons, your man.
Carey Price.
Carey Price.
Yeah, he's my favorite.
Yeah.
And
is he your favorite just because you just like him for no other reason?
You know what?
Does he remind you of your style of goaltending?
No, my style would be getting a sunburn on my neck. That's my style. I would fall down before they even cross the blue.
You have a nice hockey tan right now.
I do.
Like you've been hitting the links at the preseason.
Yeah, I've been out. I'm out linking it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little camp hockey tan.
In case I have to get into a playoff with Gino.
Yeah.
The thing is that he's a – what got me with him was I just watched a game one time where I was impressed. And, you know, and just his skill set.
Yeah.
He looks like he knows what he's doing out there. And a top goalie can keep you in it.
Yeah.
And he looks like he knows what's up.
He's kept them in it, too.
Yeah.
He's kept them in it because, I mean, I don't know if you know this, Captain, but they're not going with a captain.
They're not?
They're not. No, because Gionta got traded to Buffalo.
Ah.
So they're going with I know Subban's going to wear an A. Markov always wore an A. I think Plekanec is going to wear an A, and I think Pacioretty. No, I would think Pacioretty would be a great captain.
Wow,
he plays.
No captain, we need a captain.
Well, that's what they just didn't want to give it to anybody.
Come on, give it to Subban.
I don't know why they didn't want to give it to Subban. But sometimes people who your best players. I mean, look at Jágr, always the best player, but never a good captain.
Well, no,
it
does make. Yeah, you got to have a certain mindset. It's like Dusty Brown of the Kings. He really is a captain.
Yeah, and like if you get the best player, it'd be Kopitar.
Yeah,
but it's
a lot of times it's about your leadership. And,
yeah,
and some guys have it, some don't.
Right,
and some of your best players don't.
Right, and if anything, Subban is just he gets emotional, and I think that's exactly. And you already have Therrien.
Yeah, right.
It's crazy.
Yeah, he's nuts.
And that's one of the, that was my question last year, was I thought that Therrien was going to just burn him out. I thought they were going to be down last year. But since they weren't down last year, I'm going to say, hey, the sky's the limit this year. I really think Therrien, he calmed down a lot, you know?
Yep.
And he got Subban to buy in.
Yep.
You know?
Now, what about their size, though? Do they need some bigger guys?
Well, you know, they gave up. I mean, Gionta's gone. They got P.A. Parento from Colorado. He's a bigger guy. He doesn't do much physically. But, you know, they got Borky in the third line. He'll stand in front of the net. He plays a little tough. Prust, great middleweight fighter. And then they got Dale Weiss, who basically told Lucic to shove it up his ass. Remember in the playoffs last year?
Yeah.
And that turned the whole thing, and it made me sick. That the Penguin, he came for like a ham sandwich, and the Penguins didn't get him. So
should've,
you know,
yeah,
and Subban is tough. And if they dress Weaver, the defenseman, he'll scrap. They Moans like a fifth liner guy. They can dress him. I think they're tough enough. I think they're not that big, but God, they got skill. I mean, you got Pacioretty, Desjardins, Gallagher, Galchenyuk, who I love. I love Galchenyuk.
Yeah,
he's like the size of
he's the last of the Mohicans.
He's like as big as my daughter, and he's just he's tough.
He's tough. Yeah. They got a good team. Now they also have a secret weapon. A secret weapon. They have the best anthem singer.
Oh well, of course, Jeanette Reynaud.
Yeah,
I mean, if you don't. I tell you, every Canadian. I don't care if you're in Toronto. I don't care if you're Ottawa. I don't care if you're a sworn enemy of PK Subban. I don't care if PK Subban. Dated your sister. If you don't love the way Jeanette Reynaud sings the national anthem of Canada, "Oh Canada,"
you gotta leave town.
You gotta move to ISIS. Yeah. Wherever they're at. I don't even know where they're at.
I liked an ISIS anthem.
But I'm serious. I mean, that it gets you. It gives you the chills.
Oh, gives, Canada, terre de nos aïeux, deux fois trompé, de fleur en gloire. I know.
I'm glad you the cut best. It off because we'd have to pay the rights. To,
I know, the rights. We can't,
have, can't have the rights. Though,
I was just getting into it.
Just you're breaking it down. But she's the best. She gives you chills. All right, now this is your home account.
Although I like that. Who's the hot girl that does the Kings? Pia.
Pia Toscano.
Yeah, baby. Yeah,
she's a good singer, but no one's listening to her voice.
No.
she's the best singer on mute. She's the best national anthem singer on mute.
Yeah, no one even hears
her. Have I said this on the air before? If I have, Marie hasn't been with us the whole time, but I don't mean to say it again. But you know what's amazing is she is so hot. And every time, you know, like as some seats, people like all of a sudden you'll hear someone go like, "Let's go box" or whatever, you know, whatever. Just like some idiot. I hate when people mess with the anthem.
Yeah, come on.
But you know, someone is always in LA screams out like, "You're so hot," or you know, really something funny. Yeah. And she never breaks.
No, she keeps
like,
it together.
I spit take one, but it's always funny. Like, you know, like, "We love you, Pete." You know what I mean? It's funny.
Yeah.
And she never, I mean.
No, she sticks.
Maybe she has an earplug. I just thought of that now.
Could have the plugs.
That's a pro. She's a pro. We got to get her on the show.
Oh, man, she'd be great.
Yeah.
Just, we wouldn't be able to talk.
No. Let her sing. We'll let her sing. It'll be like Gretzky's girlfriend.
Oh my God!
Yeah, she'll be playing. We'll play her record.
We'll play the record, sure.
On KLOS.
Sure, if you come down and do the show.
You come down and do the show.
Yeah. Wow.
Thursday at 8:30.
Wear something tight.
Listen in.
Yeah, she's pretty awesome. All right, now we're moving on to the team that I have always loved.
Your home account.
It's my homies, the Red Wings.
The Red Wings.
You're picking them third, huh?
Yeah, you know, and because I've always been a Red Wings fan. If it's versus them or anybody else, you know, unless it's the Penguins or the Kings, usually, I always like the Red Wings from way back to Sega hockey days, and Stevie Y
some great players
and Fedorov
and Shanny, who's your all time favorite?
Yeah, Fedorov, Shanny. I just think the rest of the division isn't that good. And if anyone's going to pull it out, it's going to be Babcock.
Well, you always say he's the best coach. I think he is, too.
Yeah.
He's a great coach.
He's a great coach.
And he's good with young players. That's the other thing. The thing is, I think that they have failed to replace a couple of guys. And you mentioned on D.
They've never. I mean, it's impossible to replace.
You can't replace them.
But you got to try.
Well, yeah. I think they've got some holes, and I also think they're caught a little bit upstream with their young guys. They've got some young guys who are going to be really good, but they're still kind of green.
Well, yeah. I mean, it depends on. They're green, but I think. I mean, like on D, I think the Kaiser is very good. I mean, you know, I think he'll be a really good one. So, and then on up front, I love Nyquist and Tatar and Sheehan, and Abdicator's not that young anymore. And I guess Jerko's still young, but I mean, the main thing with Detroit is the big two, the Hall of Famers, have to stay healthy. And Pavel's already out 5 weeks,
and Datsyuk's already out
5 weeks.
Yeah, that's. Now, is that an age thing, do you think? It's just catching up to him a little bit?
Well,
he's had injuries throughout his career.
Now, this is your account, so yeah. Remember him be. I mean, the whole time he's – I don't remember.
He's had little pockets. Yeah.
Even back in the day.
But as you get older in that league, you're going to have it happen, you know. And you got to keep him on the ice.
Yeah. Because now, you know, I guess Zetterberg's back. I guess he'll be okay. To me, I always remember Zetterberg being the one that was injured more often than Datsyuk.
But Datsyuk has been out a few times, and Zetterberg is an unbelievable player.
Holland is a great GM, but you know he did not give them a defenseman this offseason.
I think they could have used a couple guys.
Should have got somebody. Yeah. I guess they were in for the Orpik. But Orpik pays such a ridiculous amount of money. That's why Holland's a great GM. And he wasn't going to pay Orpik $50 million.
No, couldn't do it.
No, I mean Orpik. He was. I think Orpik was done 2 years ago.
Now, what do you think about their goaltending? What do you think about Jimmy Howard?
I think Jimmy Howard is more than sufficient.
He had a great year.
He had a great. I statistically, he had the best year of his career, and now they have a pretty good backup in
Gustafson.
Yeah, he's pretty good. So give Jimmy a day off here and there.
And you need a good backup these days.
You need a good backup, especially the way the league is now. They play a lot of back to backs. There's just you know.
There's another thing. I was speaking to Tom Likas about. Yeah. Likas was saying that the new backup for the Kings is really good, because I was talking about how good Quickie is, and he says, "Well, yeah, Quick's the best, but he's coming off an injury."
Yeah.
You know, and he's got, and he goes, "This kid Jones is great." He goes, "You really have to have a good backup nowadays."
Yeah, I mean it's all about having a good backup, because they're going to play 20 games.
Yeah.
The days of Waugh playing 75 games and Brodeur, they just don't do that anymore.
Yep. It's like baseball. You don't see a lot of complete games.
No, you never do. Do you? I don't know.
Not too much.
You're more baseball than me. Obviously, it's the greatest game ever. Just watching
that game. Oh, man, you were watching Flyers preseason.
I was.
The team you don't even like.
I was hoping for an injury. No, that's not nice. I was watching, I was watching.
I was going back
and forth. Flyers Rangers. Well, yeah, because it was Flyers Rangers, I guess, when the game. Well, at first it was Boston Islanders. And then it was Flyers Rangers.
Flyers Rangers. But you know what? I'll tell you this. Hockey, last year's playoffs were so exciting that when you see hockey coming back, you're excited.
Oh, well, especially, I guess it's already, I mean, it's, I guess 7:30 is always dark. But now, because I've been out west for 20 years, over 20 years, for me, and when it gets dark at like 5 o'clock.
It's hockey time. Yeah.
That's why the strike year 2 years ago, I guess.
Oh, you must have been jonesing.
Oh, my God. When I was like losing my mind. And that's when I freaked out. I was like, and they were making a big deal about it. I'm like, I'm the only one watching, Fox Sports North Carolina 3 to watch, Hurricane preseason games.
Wow.
And if I can find something else to do, then the league better get back to. Because after the first week, I'm like, I got to find something to do. I had to pick up a hobby, started reading.
Wow,
what a waste.
That's a real.
Yeah. All right, so now we get to.
All right, Toronto, the mystery team.
This really is a mystery team, because I picked them to go big last year.
Well, and they started off good.
I thought they would take that collapse, and I thought they, the infamous collapse against Boston, and I thought they would.
No.
And then they didn't do it. No. And now I don't have any faith in them.
Now, what happened to them? What's going on with them?
Well, Shanny took over.
Shanny, now, why did Shanny?
Because he did such
a
great job at the disciplinary department. Oy vey. He just got out of there.
Wow. Yeah, he didn't want to do that.
He didn't want to do that anymore. I thought he'd do better at that. I don't know what happened, but that's a whole other show.
So he had to. He needed a job.
I don't think they fired him. I don't think they would ever league. He took the presidency job, but he's in charge of all hockey operations in Toronto. Which people say, why would he want that job? And that's just one of those things where, like, if you're a football coach and they say, hey, Notre Dame wants you.
You take it.
The Yankees need a manager.
But you are in the hot seat.
You're completely on the hot. It's like being the Yankees manager. Yep. There's no – the biggest city, the biggest team, the biggest – the whole national thing. So he's going to fire Randy Carlyle, ex-Pittsburgh Penguin.
You don't think Carlyle will last?
No, I don't think he'll last. Because
– Too much pressure.
Too much pressure. He doesn't have that good of a team.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't. I mean, the first line is amazing. I mean, Bozak is not Lemieux, but Kessel and Van Riemsdyk are great wingers.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, that might be the best top line. I mean, that might be better than Lucic, Krejci, and Eriksson, because the Eriksson's is weaknesses. But after that, it's like, David Clarkson, are you going to earn any of that money they gave you?
He got big bucks.
Big bucks, and I mean, he didn't do anything. They still got all their goons. They still got Orr and McLaren, and so they'll fight a bunch of people.
Well, you know, they've been a disappointment.
Shanny did get Roman Polak from St. Louis a little bit of an upgrade on defense. But I don't know if this was Shanny. If it was Shanny, call me. They signed the original skirt, the official skirt of the I think he came back in the trade, though, the official skirt of Puckoff, Matt Fratton.
Oh, Fratton.
Is back with the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Oh, God.
What a disgrace.
So what do you think? What do you think Toronto needs to do to get back to their?
I guess trade Nazem Kadri because he's always on the trading block. I like Lupo. Lupo's great. I mean, they got like five or six guys to play. I don't like their defense after Phaneuf really at all. They brought in Stefan Robidas. He can never really be healthy. But I guess you know our buddy Bernier, old LA King.
Yeah,
who I loved, you know, if he can play and not get hurt, because Reimer went in there and choked the bed, or choked the bit, is what
you're
they
actually
say.
Mixing too. Yeah,
mixing metaphors. I didn't want to say the bad word again. Family show sometimes.
Sometimes.
But anyway,
Maria's keeping an eye.
Maria's
on
Maria's
she would edit that
the
out.
Gatekeeper. Yep. They're about two defensemen away, and everyone has to buy in, and maybe. I think when people know the coach is going to be gone, they don't listen to him anymore.
Yeah, it's probably true.
Yeah.
That's
what happened to Disco.
Well, and I think that can totally affect the team. Yeah.
Now, here's a team I really have
nothing to say.
I don't have much to say on, and that's the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Well, I think they're relying on too many youngsters.
They are relying on too many youngsters, and as I did my crack research. I mean, like guys like Palat and Drouin, and you know, I can't put them in the playoffs relying on those guys. I mean, Filppula, your old buddy in Detroit, had a great season last year.
Yeah,
but I don't know if he can keep it up. I mean, I'm sure he's enjoying Tampa. Guys don't keep it up in Tampa.
Yeah,
I don't know why. They have good years, and then like there's too many strip clubs and golf courses and
too many distractions.
Yeah, it's too nice to worry about hockey.
Yeah, Maria got excited when you mentioned strip club.
It's like a Motley Crue song.
Yeah. Well, what about Stamkos always impresses me.
Oh, he's fabulous. But, you know, is he going to be
healthy?
I hope he's going to be healthy. I hope he's going to be healthy.
The guy's amazing.
I mean, he came back last year, but, you know, sometimes those knees, or he broke his leg. So, he should be back. I tell you one thing I wouldn't be concerned. I think their defense is better than people think, though.
Do you?
Yeah.
Underrated?
I like Hedman. He was a high draft pick. He took his bumps. He took a lot of abuse, in the press and everywhere. I think he's pretty good. And, you know, Carl, his partner, I think he's going to be his partner. A little bit of a skirt, but he's okay. Garrison can whale the puck. They got Strowman from the Rangers. Who's a great defense? I throw that word around too much. Great, very good defenseman.
Right.
If he plays with Hedberg, they'll be a great number one pairing. And they got Gudas, who I just love his name, and he's a thumper. One of those old school like Soviet block, Iron Curtain kind of hurt you guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
he's like a Soviet block.
Yeah, you know, like Cronwell, Kostinov, Kasparaitis.
Yeah,
those guys just hit you right
those
the blue
guys
line.
Are tough. Yeah.
Yeah. And Brewer's a lanky guy, and Ben Bishop's is a giant. He's like 6'5" goaltender. So I don't really have a problem with their defense, and they seem to play a little bit more of it. They have a stable coach. They got Stevie Y running the ship. I just can't say all these rookies are going to come in, and you know they say Callahan's a leader. Callahan is a leader. No one's going to deny Callahan can't lead. But
no, he's a leader.
But Callahan's not going to score. He's not going to score like Marty St. Louis.
No,
you know.
No.
So someone's got to score those goals.
Good
so,
point. Good point.
You know, that's why Tampa Bay. And now we're at the dregs.
These are the dregs.
We are the dregs. I mean, the Ottawa Senators. Are you kidding me?
Come on. Do they have enough? I mean, they don't. They're going to miss Spezza.
They're going to miss Spezza immensely. I mean, I know Galatasaray's had a kind of a good year last year, but now they're going to. They went Zibanejad. I mean, they went Zibanejad to fill in for Spezza. I don't know. They brought in Leguan. He played in. He's the only guy that goes to Detroit and doesn't score.
I know. What happened there?
How do you play? How do you sign with Detroit and not help your offense?
I know. That's
That's ludicrous. So.
Now, is Neal going to be a heavyweight again? What do you think?
He'll have to be because they got rid of all their goons. So now he'll step up. He loves it, though. He loves being the sacrificial lamb. I mean, I think on the one podcast we did, my five guys that I hate but I love to have on my team, Chris Neal is absolutely that guy.
Sure.
He's like the old football guy where you hit him on the head and he kicks the field goal. Like he's just a knucklehead. But you love to have him on your team, you know. So the other guy you have to watch out is Carlson. And I'm sure he'll – and unfortunately, he was injured a couple years ago. Now he's fully back. He'll put up a ridiculous amount of points because he'll be the only thing they have. People say, oh, is he up for the Norris? He won't be up for the Norris because they'll have like 30 points as a team.
The team's not good enough.
Yeah, team's not good enough.
Now let me ask something. Is Anderson a lock to be number one?
As their goaltender?
Yeah.
You know, he just was so up and down last year that I think they're going to have to give Lerner a chance.
That's why I'm asking.
I'll tell you what. If Anderson comes out and has a good first half of the season, I'd trade him.
You would you really?
Yeah, I mean St. Louis probably needs one because I'm sure they won't go with they won't go with what they have or you know.
No, you're right.
Maybe barbecue will mess up the pie.
You know he will. All right, now here's my real question about Ottawa: is the franchise cursed?
A little bit. But I think their owner probably did something bad in the previous life. They have one of the worst owners in the world, Eugene Melnyk.
Yeah, Melnyk.
Yeah, he went after Cook, you know. And by all right, go, you know, please go after Matt Cook. I could care less. But just it idiotically went after Cook. He makes like Donald Trump kind of Pat Buchanan kind of statements. Like just makes these weird statements. It's like, what are you talking about? You know, like he's like a birth certificate guy.
And you think that'll curse your franchise?
Yeah, I don't think you want to. I mean, just the way Carlson got injured, the most freak injury in the world. They lost two captains in 2 years. You know, it's not a good scene. Four or five years ago, they really, you know, eight years ago, they were looked like they were going to be a powerhouse for a long, long time.
Yeah, it did.
And then they just, you know, by hook or by crook, you know. And Heatley screwed him over, but what are you going to do? Can you believe we still have two more teams?
That's the thing I can't believe.
There's two teams worse than Ottawa.
Wow.
In my opinion.
That is saying a lot, and I think you're not wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, Florida.
Florida, you know, they do have some saving. They have Jonathan Huberdeau, who I love, who I wish would get out of Florida, but I guess he enjoys his tee times. Or he's stuck in a rookie.
Good player, though.
He's stuck in a rookie deal. Yeah, he made our all-star team, if you remember.
Yeah.
I love that guy. He's kind of a winger, though. I mean, he's a winger. So he's the same as, like, Ovechkin, how I always say it's not Ovechkin's fault. It's not Huberdeau's fault. He can't pass the puck to himself.
No.
He can't clear the zone himself. So.
No, you can't blame it all.
And he's going to play with Barkov, who's completely unknown to me. And then Scotty Upshaw, are you kidding? Where did they find what beer league did they find Scotty Upshaw?
Where did Upshaw come from?
And then they got some old vet. They brought in some veterans for leadership. I don't know what they're supposed to lead. I mean, they got our buddy Juicy Jokinen in there. He will score some goals. He'll probably score enough goals to keep it interesting until after Christmas.
Yeah,
probably. Which will be good. Boland, you know. Our buddy from Chicago went to Toronto, didn't do, as Jim Moore would say, diddly poo squat. It was great as Jim Moore is now following me on Twitter.
Oh, is that right?
Playoffs. Now I feel like I don't know what to do. I don't know what to tweet now. I don't want to lose Jim Mora.
You can't.
Yeah, it's an honor.
Wow, that's kind of
cool.
Coach,
if you listen to this show.
Yeah, that's cool. And what about Thornton?
What's he going to lead? He's going to lead in stupid penalties. He completely lost my respect with the Orpik thing, and then it's after that I thought he played really bad, almost to prove that he was a better player. He didn't know how to do it, so he just took even dumber penalties. I wouldn't have went after Thornton personally. I mean, if they were scared of their kids getting roughed up, I would have went and got. I mean, Mike Rupp's doing play by. Mike Rupp is now doing post game shows on Fox Sports Pittsburgh.
Is
or
right,
Root yeah. Sport Ruppers out there, Biz Nasty's out there. Hell, you know.
I like the fact that Mora is following you.
Yeah, it's pretty.
You know, they started playing good this weekend. They look good.
Who is Maury a coach?
Yeah.
Where's he coaching?
If it's the same guy you're talking about. Jim Maury coaches UCLA.
Oh. Oh, well, his dad. Is his dad the coach?
Yeah.
The old guy. The old guy's the coach?
Yeah.
The playoffs, that guy.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you think he'd have something better to do than find it on with John Lovitz on Saturday night.
Probably not.
Find my avails.
Call him in for me.
Yeah.
Come on, coach. All right. Now, what about Luongo? Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bobby Lou's back in Florida.
Well.
So it's great for him because there's no pressure. He can enjoy playing hockey again.
That's right.
If anybody deserves a low-pressure job, it's him.
Sure, because he was on the hot seat the whole time.
He was on the hot seat the whole for no reason. They made it uncomfortable.
Yeah, they always made it tough on him.
Yeah, for no reason.
Well, he certainly wasn't the only reason that they didn't do well.
No, he wasn't able to do it.
In fact, he was one of their better players, and I think he's one of the better goalies.
He is one of the better goalies, they treated him like crap, and he always maintained class. So I'm glad he's down there to play golf.
Yeah, he'll have a good time.
Don't let Malkin drive the cart if he's down there on the injured reserve.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Still,
if that's the real
what
reason,
what happened there?
Yeah.
All right, Buffalo.
Last one, wow. Everybody. Last one.
Wow.
Yeah. The only thing I can say about Buffalo is that they don't have John Scott anymore. So that is an upgrade.
That is, yeah, that's the good news.
That's an upgrade. And they stole Josh Georges from Montreal.
Yep.
I love Josh Georges. I think he's a great defenseman, and I think he will be missed in Montreal. He will be missed.
And it gives these guys one solid defenseman.
Yes, because what has Tyler Myers ever done? He's 60. Oh, he injured Malkin for like 6 weeks. He bent his knee back the wrong way. Or maybe that was the one he was out for the year. Yeah, he did. He knocked Malkin out for the year. That was the only thing he's ever done. He's 6'9". He's like the inverse of Chara.
Yeah.
But
anti-Chara.
But Chara, when he came in, he was like gangly a little bit. Like, oh, I don't know. He got the skating. And now he's Chara. He's RoboCop or whatever. And then Myers, he just doesn't get any better.
Doesn't seem like it.
No.
All right. What about Matt Molson?
Is he gonna have a good year? I don't know. If he's probably still dizzy. He's been in like five different cities.
Oh, that's got to be.
And you know, he doesn't have to. He's still gonna miss Tavares not passing to him.
Yeah,
or Backstrom. You know, up in Minnesota, he had it good for a little bit there. Matty, I like Matt Molson. Anyone named after one of the best beers in the world, they gotta love Matt Molson. But yeah. That's it. Sorry, Buffalo. I'm not gonna give any more time because we don't like to go over an hour to keep our friends
when
fresh.
We're talking about the bottom team.
The bottom. So that's our so I say Boston, Montreal, and the Red Wings will see you in May. The rest of you guys will see you in the lottery.
See you on the links.
And we do though, and we love you for listening. And if you're listening and you want to do anything that has to do with a website, you know, you have a business, you have a product. It's just you. You want to be you.com. Then you got to go to GoDaddy.com.
Yeah.
You know, because they're giving you a deal right now. If you use our code, which is Puck, right?
Puck.
Right, Captain?
Puck149.
Puck149.
Because that's the price, $1.49.
$1.49.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know other people or groups are after me because they're trying to buy Joe Bartnick. That's going to be JoeBartnick.com is coming. I'm like, why am I doing that? I can just go write the Puck Daddy for $1.40. My wife is in charge of all that kind of crap in my house. And I was like, she's like, oh, they sent you a notice. It's, you know, you're up due for like another three years for $60. I'm like, how is that possible? I do a commercial on Puck Off where it's like $1.49.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, no matter who you are, GoDaddy wants to help.
Yeah, you don't have to be the great Fraser Smith.
Yeah, you could just succeed online just by going to GoDaddy.
Yeah. So. Yeah. If you have a problem, if you think it's something stupid, you know, whatever, like you have a funny saying for hockey, like just say, Claude Giroux touches policemen's butts, .com.
Which happened.
You can just do that .com.
Yeah, it's and, go time. It's
I know that
time.
Wasn't the greatest joke, but I thought of it on the fly, on the hop, as they say.
Actually on
so
the
you
hop.
Can just .com that for, I might just do that for $1.49 just to have that.
I like
that. That's what kind of GoDaddy's fun with you. You just make up your own and boom, it's $1.49.
Can't really beat it. And just enter the promo code Puck49. to get your $1.49.com.
Great show, Captain.
Yeah, man, it was
You're
fun.
The best. Love seeing you.
You are my friend. I'm glad the shows went well in San Francisco.
Thank you. Yeah, we have a big one this Saturday night at John Lovitz in Hollywood. It's for another cancer benefit.
Good.
For the same wrestling coach. John Heffron, Adam Hunter, me, Aldo Giuliano, and a couple other
great
pipe hitters. So if you're
Sounds
around,
like
you
great,
want
to,
for
show.
A good for a good cause, please, fun, it's a fun show.
Anything to fight cancer.
And to fight cancer. And the captain this Thursday night, Friday night, and Sunday on the mothership.
KLOS 95.5. Check it out. And if you're not in L.A., check it out on your iPad. And, you know, we also want to thank the fans, the Puck Off.
Yeah, absolutely.
You saw them out there in San Francisco.
Yes.
They're coming out on the East Coast, wherever we go, and we really appreciate
We really appreciate the fans. And also, sign up on the Puck Off page on Facebook for the fantasy.
Let's get some fantasy hockey.
Because it's coming due now. It's coming due now. So please, I should have pushed that more during the episode. Thank you.
Let's get it done. And Maria, change a couple letters around on the back of that shirt. We got Joe's name. You can do some advertising. All right. Thanks for joining us on Puck Off.